Alright, bro. So, this is our first podcast.
What?
After a while.
Just say it was. It's been a while.
It's been a while?
No, don't say it like that.
What the fuck? I'm saying what you want
it's
me to
say. It's been a while.
It has.
It's been since June.
Yeah. It's weird.
Why do you sound like that, bro?
Dog, because I was just fucking drinking water. Don't make it. Don't. You're making me fucking weird.
I go.
My asthma.
Cry about it.
Okay. How have you been?
Been good.
Have you done?
Yeah, bro. How? What have I done?
You tell me.
I've went to the mall. That's about it.
Okay.
Bro, so what's up with the water sipping, dude?
Like, alright, doc.
This shit just started, like.
No, but, like, my throat's dry.
No, wait, don't make that weird, bro. Like, how am I supposed to respond to that? Like,
all right, you know what I want to talk about?
What?
Our first time shaving our balls.
Okay, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, my fucking God. Okay, I'm sorry. First time. Okay, so when I don't shave, my hairs can get, like, almost 2 inches long
bro,
on my
the
shit.
Fuck, bro?
Like, my hairs get, like, fucking long, bro. Like, are your pubes curly? Because mine aren't. My shit just gets long
straight,
and bushy.
Yeah.
And so, like, I try to shave them once.
I'm pretty sure people thought, like, when you said shaving, like, it's, like, our face.
Oh, fuck no.
we don't talk about that around here.
I couldn't just shave them because the bitches were too long. So, I grabbed some, like, safety scissors. And just started trimming them bitches, and I was like, fucking, like.
No, yeah, I did that the first time.
I was
time.
Like a barber, you know. And then.
Yeah, I could brought out a brush and shit.
I got them down to like a reasonable amount, and I started shaving them bitches. No, just like. I saw a shaving gel.
Shaving gel, and you put that on your pubes.
I put that on my pubes.
That's fucking weird.
No, I mean, I thought it would work easier. And I saw a razor. And I know my dad uses this razor for shaving his head, and I think his beard.
What the fuck?
And I was like, fuck, bro. I was like, I don't want to get a new razor because they're going to know I shaved my pubes. I was like, fuck it, I'm just use that one. And I use that one. I fucking, I give myself a lineup.
Yeah. I give myself a
I was in
lineup.
That bathroom for like 10 more minutes than I should have.
Taping your shit up?
Yeah, I was like, like, don't move.
Was it a low taper?
No, it was a high fade.
It was a high fade.
I put the fucking razor back where I got it. I just left it there. But I washed it, of course. Like, I didn't wash it thoroughly. I just got the hairs off of it because fucking hairs are sticking out like, you know, fucking sore thumb. And I just leave it there. And I think about it for, like, the rest of the night, and I realize, and I'm like, this motherfucker's gonna use that shit. So I go to bed, and I go to, and then the next morning, I'm like, oh, I'll go throw the razor away. The razor's fucking gone.
Oh, shit.
And I don't know if my dad used it, but it's not fucking there. It wasn't there anymore.
You're in some deep shit now. Yeah. Shit hit the fan real quick. Bro, I'm telling you, bro. Is that guilty ass conscience, like, right after it happened?
Fuck yes, bro. I was like, fuck that. And I was like, they're going to be able to tell. And I was like, how the fuck are they going to tell when? All right, what was your first time?
I was in my basement about to take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I seen a razor. And I was like, you know, I don't have a beard. I don't have a mustache. No fucking experience, and I don't want to try it.
Oh.
Know, towards the area.
I always thought I was going to chop my balls off.
Bro, that's a fear I have, still. So I see, like, it's like, I don't know, like, what are those things called, like, that barbers use?
Clippers?
Yeah. I see, like, clippers and, like, a machine.
Like a small?
It's a little small machine.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I started off with a 3. Swear to God, I started off with a 3. I was like,
wait, this shit had like clips to it?
No, I'll show you right now, right after this. No, but like, I started off with a 3. That was the first time. And like, I was like, that shit grew back in like
a
fucking week.
Yes, like, bro. Like, my fucking pubes were like crazy.
Right. I want to do it again.
Wow.
No clippers this time.
Oh, just like
straight bald shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
shit.
Looking like Johnny's.
You know what's weird? Is feeling your shit smooth.
No, but for real, I swear to God. Like, I was like, this feels good.
And then I kept, like, touching it because I was like, this feels so, like, different, you know?
Right, like, it's something, like, really different.
Because it's only itchy when you have hair. And so when I was scratching, I was like, this shit isn't itchy anymore. The worst feeling is feeling that little prickly hairs come back. Like, when the hairs, like, start to come back and that prickly shit.
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable.
When did you clean?
Shave it? Yeah. Like, I had it clean, fucking shaved.
Did you clean the tools? I cleaned the tools.
I washed it.
I had disposable wipes.
I just washed it off with soap.
Nah, but I was scared, though, because, like, the thing kept falling apart on me.
Oh. You're like, bro, what if it falls off and cuts your dick?
Right, dude. Like, I was tripping shit. You know, I'm down here, like, walking back and forth and shit. Like, do
like
I want to take
the risk? Dick out and everything?
No. Oh. I'm like, do I want to take the risk? You know, I'm thinking about, like, bad scenarios, like, I'm gonna have to go up and tell my parents.
Like, do you cut your dick?
Cut, yeah, like.
Like, yeah. Like,
think how about all that, awkward. Right? How am I gonna tell them?
You know what'd be crazy is, like, if you cut your sack and, like, when your boss comes out.
Right. Oh, bro, don't put that shit in my head, bro. Like, fuck,
my
bro.
Bad,
come on, bro. I know dumb shit. Come on.
My bad.
But yeah, but, like, and it just happened. It fucking happened.
Fuck.
Dude, like, how would you tell your parents? How would you break it to them? Like, what's the icebreaker?
Hey guys. Okay. How was work? How was work, guys?
How was your day?
I cut my dick. Like, all quiet shit. What are you guys watching? I cut my dick.
My mom was, what?
What are you guys watching? I cut my dick.
Nah, that'd be so like a curveball. You know, you have to ease it in. You know what I'm saying? Wait, that don't sound right.
Bro, what the
like,
fuck, but
like,
bro?
You have to like, break the
ice. Oh!
Oh, shit. But you still gotta break the ice, you know what I'm saying? And telling him, like, you cut your dick isn't the way to break the ice, you know what I'm saying?
I got you. I feel what you done.
How the fuck did you... Bro, you know I did that in the car?
Yeah, I know.
Get that sound effect, bro, to be honest.
I don't know.
What was that?
Damn, this shit wet, bro.
Bro.
I'm gonna be all fucking sticky later.
Bro.
Don't make it fucking weird.
No. I'm gonna be all sticky later.
Because it's
man,
sticky.
This shit is wet. How do you like, bro? How do you want me to interpret that? You see that big ass word though?
That big as what?
The big
interpretate?
Ass word.
Spell it.
I don't fucking know, bro. I'm not a fucking genius, but like, come on. Choke on a dick at that point.
Bro, what the fuck, bro?
You're the one who's making like, man, it was sticky.
Wanna hear some funny stories?
Go ahead.
Okay, hey, so you know, I don't know if everybody here knows this, but I was recently in a psych ward. Saying that word is like 10 times worse than like what it actually is.
Bro, like, I hate when you say psych ward.
Because it makes it sound like you're in a fucking like loony bin. It does, bro. It sounds
what
like
you, what the fuck is a loony bin?
It sounds
bin?
Like I, like if I was in one of those places with like a straight jacket like a, on, like in an all white room.
Like with fucking cushions and shit?
Yeah, like that's not at all what
that's
the fuck
it was.
That's
what you were, though.
No.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I thought that's what it was.
So basically, I'm gonna lay it off here. You have your day room where it has a big ass TV, but it's like inside of a case.
Does it
box.
Look like a prison?
Okay, it's treated like a prison.
Okay.
And then everybody has a roommate. And you have bedrooms. The beds are like fucking wrestling mats. None of the doors have locks on them because you know if you lock yourself in your room, you can kill yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a behavioral hospital. So, we used to always make jokes to each other, and
What? I was fucking gonna break down.
Okay, so, there's this one black girl, right? She was, like, black and, Asian. And
weird combo, I've never
Because, like,
that.
We'd always make, like, stupid-ass jokes to each other. And so, one time I went up to her, and I was like...
Is it racist?
No. Oh, yeah.
Don't say that. No,
it's not bad. It's that is not bad. And I was like, what's up, chocolate butterfly?
Oh, bro. What do you mean it's not bad, bro?
No, but it's because we got along like that. Like, we were really good friends.
No, I mean, she was so walk funny. Up to you and call you churro. Like, how the fuck you feel?
I like churros.
You're fat.
And then, okay, so it was... I don't know if I'm able to disclose shit about patients, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I wouldn't do it.
Because I don't think I'm allowed to.
You're rolling dice, man, big time.
There was just one dude who really wanted to be a rapper, though. I'm not going to say his name. And I don't know. They never told us about his case, but I think he was fucking delusional. Because he'd pretend to have, like, money.
Oh, damn. What if and he did, that, though?
No, he didn't.
No, what if, like, before that? You know,
fucking... He lived in Inglewood.
The fuck is that?
Where did the disclose his area? It's like the Compton of Chicago.
Where did disclose his area?
I said he lived. Okay, so he lives there. They used to print him out money because he pretended to be a rapper.
Tight as fuck.
Yeah. They used to print him out money, right? Mm-hmm. And then when he ran out of printed money, he'd like rip a paper and like put the printed money on top of it so it looks like he had stacks of it. Mm-hmm. And then they stopped giving him paper because he was just ripping it up. So he started using napkins from the bathroom.
And he ran out. Did the bathrooms have locks?
Yeah. No.
You had no privacy. No.
Cameras on us 24/7. People around us 24/7. No privacy. Every 15 minutes when we were sleeping, they'd come by and shine light in their room.
Damn.
No privacy at all.
Real, like, real fucking prison.
Yeah, and then, like, if you did anything out of, like, out of control, which obviously people who are fucking mentally ill and are teenagers are gonna do shit. Yeah. You'd get on unit restriction, which means you weren't allowed to leave the unit. Like, you wouldn't go downstairs to eat lunch, breakfast, or dinner. It'd be brought to you into your room.
Damn. So, like, have you ever seen, like, those prison shows?
Yeah.
Like, really, you go down and then, yeah. Like, is it like that? Is it built like that?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, you'd be in all in a single filed line.
Damn, bro, that's crazy. What'd you guys wear, like?
Our regular clothes. We weren't allowed to have hoodies, string. Like, every pants that I had, you had to cut the string out of them.
Like, it was your own clothes?
Yeah. But it had to be, like... I couldn't even wear, like, my own t-shirts. Like, I had to wear, like, plain t-shirts.
Like, damn, you couldn't wear, like, no band shit?
No. Because, you know, most of my band shirts have graphic tees. Yeah. Like, they're graphic. So, like, they were like this. Not appropriate.
Cry about it.
Yeah, yeah. Like suck my dick, bro. But, yeah, he would rip up the tissues and paper and put the, like, the printed money on it. And then he ran out of napkins. So, he ripped up a book that was from the place.
Damn.
This motherfucker was delusional.
Stone cold. I wanted to read the
book. Fuck crazy. No, that book was already fucked up, bro.
Were the females there?
Oh, yeah, there was girls there.
Damn. I'm like, oh, no, fuck. Sounds like shit, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It was just...
Was it creepy?
I swear sometimes I would hear voices that weren't there.
Nah, like... I wouldn't want to sleep in there, like, with a roommate. Because
my roommate's also fucking mentally
ill. Yeah, like, so, like, dude, like, pull some shit at me at night, bro.
My first roommate, he was a little bitch. I threatened to beat his ass multiple times, so they had to move him away from me. Second roommate, he was one of my favorite roommates. The only problem is, he was gay. But, I mean, there was nothing wrong with him being gay. It was just, like, the stories he would tell me about the boy he likes.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, bro.
You didn't give a fuck?
Yeah.
Did you ever tell him, like, how'd you break it to him?
Nah, I just told him to change roommates. Damn. Oh, no, I didn't tell him. They changed me. Back to the first kid who I said his ass was going to be. Then they moved me to this other kid, and he was fucking dope, like, my favorite roommate. He was also, like, my best friend there. And then I was only his roommate for 2 days before they moved us.
Damn, bro. Shit, bro. What the fuck? Like, you've seen the same people every day.
Oh, yeah. From 6 o'clock in the morning to 9 to like 10 o'clock at night.
What would you guys do? Like,
wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock, get our vitals taken. What vitals are, right?
No.
They'd put, like, that blood pressure thing on your arm.
Oh, yeah.
You'd get that taken 3 times a day.
Damn.
Morning, after lunch, after dinner. So, wake up at 6 o'clock, get our vitals taken, go down to lunch at 7 o'clock. Then we'd come back up. We'd have community group. 5-15 minutes, and we'd have regular group at 8:30 to like 9:40 to like 9:15.
Damn.
Then after that, we'd have school. Then we'd have rec. Then we'd have school again. Then we'd go to lunch. Then we'd have group. Then after that, we just gotta chill.
Damn, that's fucking crazy. You fucked up schedule.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Nah, did you guys play sports?
No.
There wasn't like any sports shit there.
I think I went outside once when I was there. Other than that, because it got too cold.
The coolest thing
we had over there was a Nintendo Switch that we'd get on the weekends.
Damn, how do they have the weekends, bro?
Yeah.
That sucks.
It only for like a couple hours a day.
A Nintendo Switch?
Yeah. Like, people would fight over it.
Put money on it. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, it's just crazy.
It was pretty cool, though.
Like, he said it was pretty cool. All right,
the people buddy. There were amazing. It was just a place overall that fucking...
Sucks.
It was dog shit, bro.
Were, like, the staff members cool?
Some of them were. Some of them were assholes. A lot of them I cursed out.
Damn.
But, like, what the fuck? Like, cry about it. What are you going to do?
cry about it. I don't see anyone. Want a cookie? Like, come on.
Like, bro.
Some bitches.
Here. Like, these little white ladies ain't going to do shit to me. Half of them were, like, 5'4", bro.
You haven't went to school, right?
No, I'm not going to school for, like, another month. Damn. So, I've been out of school for, like, 3 weeks. And I'm still not going for, like, another 4 weeks.
How's it feel? Feel free?
No. Fuck no.
What?
Being back, still, like, in the real world, kind of, because, like, I was trapped in the building.
Yeah.
It feels weird. Like, my first day home, actually, it's, like, still until now, I always feel like I'm going to go back. This is all a dream. I'm going to wake up over there.
Damn. Well, it's not, because you got fucking scared the life out of you today. Bro, I felt so bad, bro, when you fell.
Okay, so basically, guys, we went to, like, this, there's, like, this one, like, place here, like, they, like, you go to a group of friends and you get, like, scared shitless, like, you could either have Michael Myers, Jeepers Creepers, Ghostface, or you could have zombies, and we had zombies. These motherfuckers were chasing us, bro.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's just crazy. It was fun.
Yes, and then...
No, it felt like it was real life.
Yes, because like, then we had guns that we were able to shoot them with, plastic bats with barbed wire on
like,
them.
Like, they were able to touch us, but, like, they just, like touch our arm or something. Yeah. Like, it wasn't, like...
But, like, these motherfuckers would pop out of nowhere,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro, nah. And then, like, it was crazy.
And then, fucking, like, 5 minutes in, I was running with this motherfucker... And I trip and I fall and he just fucking leaves me there.
What the fuck you want me to do, man?
Like he's just fuck. He keeps running and I'm like on the fuck. Like I know I saw him turn around. He looked at me.
No,
and he kept going.
I watched you fall because I was behind you.
Yeah, and then I was like, this motherfucker.
No, I left you because that motherfucker. Because I was hiding behind the tree, mm-hmm. And like I took a step back because he was starting to walk up to me, and like I was playing Ring Around the Rosie with his ass, bro. Juked his shit.
And I was fucking having an asthma attack. I was
you're
fucking
back there like.
I was like.
I heard you yell, Junior. He was like, fuck you.
Oh, he was like, fuck yelling. You, Junior.
Yeah, I kept running, bro. Fuck that shit. And then I ended up finding a gun that didn't fucking work, bro. I swear to God, I was. Bro, it fucking, like, it wasn't shooting, bro. Like, when he got up to me, like, it finally shot. Boom. But I was hauling shit, bro. Did you go in the building at all? Like, so it was like outside. It was like a forest, and then inside a house.
But like the house was infected by zombies too.
Yeah, like the zombies could only walk inside.
But they were able to run outside.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, bro. It was.
Cause these little, oh my god.
Nah, cause the people were winning. You gotta stick with them.
Yes, bro. But then again, it's like you have to stick with your team. But then again, it's also like every man for themselves.
Right. That's like, I don't know, man. There was at some point like where I had to leave them. And, like, I was scared shitless.
Dude, if you were in the fucking house walking around, oh, my
alone,
God, that shit
bro?
Was scary.
Dude, bro, I remember I went in the basement.
That shit was fucking scary,
it
bro.
Was just me because they let me out. Because I had to, like, I got bit, and I had to, like, turn in a potion to go back out. So I gave her the potion, and she was like, yeah, we're going to let you go. And then, like, there was a zombie at the exit of the house. Mm-hmm. So I ran downstairs, and there was this... A fucking little kid zombie there. Mm-hmm. He was there too, so I had to run around the thing. Bro, I was in like the fucking like strobe lights are going. And, like I heard like it was like it was like creepy sounds. But I was scared shitless, and I ran back outside, and that's when I seen you sitting there because you died.
Man, and I kept trying to go out, and they're like, go back inside, and I was like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, but it was crazy. But nah, but I felt bad for you because you ate shit.
Bro, yes, bro. And it was fucking embarrassing because, like, the zombies stopped chasing me when they saw me eat shit. Like, this poor motherfucker.
Nah, bro,
like,
nah.
This poor dude.
Nah, bro, I was so pressed because I stepped in horse shit. Nah, bro.
Bro, it was, like, a regular fucking house, but, like a fucking forest behind their house.
Yeah, and, like, there was, like, fences that we
and
couldn't
it was, like, cross. It was, like, big-ass property,
it
bro.
Was scary, bro, because they pop out of nowhere. And, like, when you die, you get to choose, like, be a zombie or whatnot. Oh my god, bro. We don't sit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I didn't want to be, because I don't want to fucking become the opposition, bro. Like the fuck?
I'm not on federal over here,
bro. Exactly, bro. Like fuck the feds, bro.
Real shit, I should have became a zombie.
Was it 9, 10, 11, fuck 12.
Hey, you should have became a zombie though, because you died at the instant.
Bro. Fuck you, bitch. I know I ain't walking with the obs, bro. Fuck that.
Nah, everyone else became a zombie.
Yeah, because they're fucking federal, bro.
I didn't.
I was sitting there fucking playing with the fucking cards, bro.
Yeah, just, bro.
No shuffling and shit?
Yeah, because you wanted my phone. Fuck you, bitch. I needed it for light. Like, come on, bro. I'm still in the game. Like, cry about it. Maybe you shouldn't have fell. Had an asthma attack. That's fucked up.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Fuck you, bitch.
How's school?
Good, man. It was really good, bro. Like, yeah. I seen a decent amount of fights.
Yeah.
It's been crazy, bro. I be having so much fun recording them.
Oh, I don't think you should, like, fucking say that you're recording. It's against the law.
Cry about it, MJ.
They're like, so are we, bro.
All right, buddy.
I'm just kidding, guys. We're legal.
I think we are. I think we're legal. All right, bro. Well, that was, like, that was a little comeback one, you know? We ain't really have no topics.
Just fucking life.
Right, you know, honestly, like, we're sending the situations. Nando went through. What me and him went through today. Crazy shit. We're going to wrap it up. It's been a while. I'll see you guys.
It's good being back, though. I like
it. Yeah, it feels good. It'll
probably, I feel like it also just gets, like, a lot off my plate.
Yeah, it'll probably be a minute before we have another one.
Yeah.
Well, I see you every day now, so.
But we don't have time.
Yeah, we don't have to. Yeah. Fucking dance practice.
All right, guys. All right,
we're going to wrap this up.
It was nice talking to you guys. Have a good night.